The Gan to Alice by Trevor Adamson. On her return run from Darwin to Adelaide aboard the Gan, our reporter Carolyn Jasinski spoke with guest experience manager Tom Borthwick, whose job is to ensure passengers enjoy their experiences on board and also taking off-train excursions. Carolyn reckons Tom loves it like a local, and he's next up in her series of the same name.
Hi there, this is Carolyn Jasinski, and I'm talking to you from the Gan. Now, this is one of Journey Beyond's epic rail journeys that goes between Adelaide and Darwin. And today I'm doing something different. I'm talking to one of the guys on board. His name is Tom Borthwick. Now, Tom, hello.
Hello, how are you going, Carolyn?
I'm really good, thank you.
That's good.
Tom, tell us what your title is.
So I am a guest experience manager on board the Gan.
Right.
So my role is that once all the guests do board the train in Adelaide and also in Darwin, I'll go through and organise their meal times for them, introduce myself, let them know some of the tour preferences as well, and if they've got any questions at that time to answer them best I can.
So you have so underplayed what you do on board, because you run around like a little Energizer bunny.
Yeah.
And you do far more than that. You keep everybody up to date with what's going on. Yes, you do the basics, but you are far and beyond someone who just... You actually, like, to tell everybody out there what the guest services manager, is that
guest
right?
Experiences
manager. So Tom runs ragged every day. When you get up in the morning, he's there. When you come back off an excursion, he's there. He's there till you go to bed every night. He just goes and goes and goes. Which brings me to my next point, is that I'm doing this Love It Like a Local.
Yeah.
So normally that would be for people to tell me where they live and why they love where they live. Mm. Given that you live half your life on the Gan, I thought it might be a really good chance to tell everybody about the Gan and what it is that you love.
Well, I think to begin with, I actually didn't know what the Gan was when I first got the job, to be honest. Wow. I thought I was working in the terminal at the cafe. And I remember I went in for my induction, and I remember when I was in the induction, they said, oh, we'll step you onto the train. And I was like, okay, no problem. It'd be nice to kind of have a look at, you know, the train coming in. And they said, this is where you'll be sleeping. And I was thinking, oh, okay, what have I applied for? Once I applied for it, and then I did an induction. It's about 3 days to a week worth induction, and I pretty much kind of fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Like learning all the information and everything, and I was thinking this is a little bit better than a cafe job at the moment.
Cool job.
Yeah, a cool job. So
how long have you been on board?
So I originally was going to do, like, because I was casual at the time, around about 6 months, and then I've just fallen in love with it since, and I've been here over 5 years now. So
wow. That means you must love it.
Oh, I do love it, yes. So
it is such hard work. But
yeah,
I have to say, once you are on board as a guest,
yeah,
it's magnificent, because we just get treated to every kind of indulgence you can imagine. From, you know, you're stepping on board and you're handed a glass of Bollinger.
Yeah.
To how can I help you? What time would you like to eat?
Yeah.
And let me tell you about the shore excursions, all sorts that goes on. But as somebody who works here and seeing how hard you work, there must be something about it. Now, I know we've had a chat before.
Yeah.
And you did mention about the family atmosphere.
Yeah, I think it's just bringing everybody together as well. So, because everybody, you can have up to, you know, 50 to 80 guests in your section, and some of them don't know any, like, each other at that time.
Right.
So it's really good to actually, especially on the Gan, you've got those few days to actually be able to bring everybody together. And I think also as well, at work, they've kind of got it into our minds, and all the staff as well always have it in their minds. So we've got, like, a motto at work, which is sharing special places and shaping lasting memories.
Wow.
Which I think sums up
it
the Gan.
Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, it's the family feel. It's just kind of getting everybody together. Everyone all pretty much becomes friends at the end of it. And it's quite, sometimes it's actually quite sad to say goodbye to some of them.
It is
as well.
It is hard.
Yeah.
I know after I've been on board, I'm very lucky, I've come up from Adelaide to Darwin on the normal run.
Yep.
And I'm going home on the expedition.
Yeah.
So I know that by the end of each of those, you end up being best friends with people.
Oh, definitely. And you even get, I've had a few people give me their email addresses, and, you know, they, some of them own restaurants, so they've asked us to come in, especially because we're such a tight family, like the work crew are on here. So the people that do serve you in your section will all go to that restaurant.
Oh, all together?
Yeah, all together, just to like kind of show some support there as well. So, and it's a really nice
because you haven't had enough of each other of living 7 days.
No, you've got to do a few extra days after that as well. So
that's fantastic. So tell us, how does it work? Do you work 7 days on and then 7 off, don't you?
Yeah, so everybody that works on the GAN will do a 7 day on, 7 day off roster. So it's a week on, week off roster. So on Sunday we'll leave Adelaide, and then we'll make our way to Darwin by Tuesday. So it's about 2.5 days forward journey, and then the return journey we leave on Wednesday, which was yesterday when you got back on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And we will arrive in on Saturday into Adelaide. So.
Okay. So from Adelaide, we left Adelaide about midday.
Yeah, about 12. It's usually 12:15.
So. Right. So then your first afternoon is spent on the train. It's a beautiful time. You're just sitting, looking out the window for a very short time, because then you feel like you're missing out. So you head down to the lounge car to have drinks. And this is where you meet everybody. And given that this is the first run post coronavirus.
Yes. So this is the very first one we've been doing since this all happened.
Yeah,
so.
It was a 5-month break,
yeah,
wasn't
5 months,
it? Yeah, it was
so,
pretty tragic. So
it's for sure.
So great that we're back on board. And it's been lovely popping into all the places, all the stops on the way. Everyone is so grateful to have the tourists back. Now the mix of tourists is very different, isn't it? We used to have a lot of internationals.
Did, yes, so a lot of internationals, but due to everything that is going on in the world at the moment. It's all just Australians at the moment. From South Australia, Northern Territory and Queensland at the moment. So
it's still restricted, even though it's just Australians.
Yeah.
But just how great places. Is it that we're all looking in our own backyard?
Oh, I think you appreciate it a lot more as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So especially even for the staff, like, you know, we call it our work window. Because every time you kind of look out of it, even when we're having lunch, you can kind of, you know, you're all in different places. So even breakfast today, we're in Alice Springs, and then tomorrow breakfast, we're in Cooper PD. So it's, you know.
Absolutely. So as a manager now, you don't get to go and do off-train excursions anymore. However, you have done them all.
Oh, yes.
So let's tell people what your favourites are. The first stop is Sunrise at Mala, isn't it?
It is, yes. So usually before the coronavirus, we did actually have a... We still are able to do Mala. We just aren't able to do tea and coffee and the food that we do usually out there.
That's right. There's no buffets.
No buffets at the moment. Yeah. So
there's social distancing, but that doesn't. It's not ruining the atmosphere, I've found.
No, and I think as well we haven't had to change too much. So we've had like all our cleaning procedures, everything like that's always been up to standard. It was just, you know, other rules, the 1.5 meters in between.
That's right.
Distance. So it's just kind of smaller additions that we've had to try and tweak to.
Yeah, and lots more sanitizer.
Yeah, a lot of sanitizer. but yeah, I think even all the tours that we've been able to do, we've only had to tweak them slightly, and it's just more for the cleaning process on the coaches and things like that as well. So,
and the passengers haven't minded at all. It feels like this little warm, caring hug.
They do. I think it's a peace of mind for them as well to know that we are able to do all of this, we do have procedures in place, so as soon as they get on they don't have to worry about any of that. It's just more of a relaxed atmosphere for them. And you know, we have announcements throughout the day as well, just as little reminders, even reminders for me as well. just to make sure. And yeah, I think it's
quite easy to go and say, oh, hello, how are you again?
Oh, you want
to
hug everybody and you can't. So yeah, it's just the elbows, isn't it, at the moment? So
yeah, I refuse to do the elbow thing because I cough into my elbow. So I won't offer it to anyone else.
No, I think me and you just wave to each other from a distance now. So
so after Mala, what's our next stop?
So we'll arrive into Alice Springs usually around about 1:45 to 2:00.
That's very specific.
On Monday. Oh, I know my times. No. and from there, then the guests will be going on certain tours. So, because it is a little bit of a we come in Alice Springs in the afternoon, so mm-hmm. it's a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm.
So we do offer certain excursions where there are places with a bit of shade. Right. So if anybody does, we're able to cater each tour to a specific.
Yeah. Now I did Simpson's Gap.
Yep.
And that was magnificent. Bit of hiking.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Love that one.
Oh, it's really, really worth doing. The hiking is very doable. It's not outrageous. Only a couple of, well, probably 6Ks. Yeah. 4Ks.
Yeah, about four to 5Ks usually. So.
And then back on board. What's our next stop?
So then the next morning, so Tuesday morning, we'll arrive into Katherine at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, there'll be some off-train excursions there as well. So you've got the Two Gorge cruise. You've also got a One Gorge rock art cruise. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got the Outback Experience. So the Outback Experience is probably one of my favourites because they have the puppies there. Oh. So all the staff, we all try and fight over that one when we go on the tours because we just want to see the puppies.
Oh, that's so cute. I've been lucky enough to do both.
Yep.
So on the way up, I did the Outback Experience.
Yep.
And honestly, I've seen a lot of farm or shearing demonstrations and things, which were all fun.
Yep.
But this is next level.
It's Tom and Annabelle. Yeah.
So Tom's a country singer. And he also breaks in and trains.
Yeah, he breaks horses in horses, yes.
And so. Dogs.
Yes.
So what he doesn't know, I mean, I call him the horse whisperer, but he would never say that.
No.
Because he's so humble.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, he doesn't call himself that.
No, he doesn't, no.
We all know he is. So.
But he talks about things like, you know, if a horse's ears are bolt upright, you've got about 3 seconds because he's going to bolt.
Yeah.
And if they're upright but turning back, you've got about 2 seconds because he's going to buck.
Yep. And then he dances on top of them.
Yes, he stands on top.
Not dances, singing, sorry.
He's kind of dancing, but he's up there playing his guitar and singing. Yeah. He's just magnificent. And then the dogs come out. So he's got about a dozen dogs going in all sorts of directions. Yep. And it's lovely how he says, I have to say their first name and I'll go Fluffy up, which means he's got to get up on his barrel. And if they're naughty, he goes Fluffy.
Yeah.
It growls. But it is so funny, isn't it, when he's got a dozen of them going in all different directions. Oh,
definitely. And then I think there's two of them. The last time I was on it, there was two of them that were kind of causing trouble. So they jump up on the barrel, jump straight back down when he turned around. So.
So you would, well, obviously recommend that tour. Yep. But if somebody has only got a chance to do one.
Yep. I would say it's really hard.
Yeah, it is.
To decide because the Two Gorge cruise is obviously the Nipmuluk Gorge, so you get to see.
And it's what people know about Katherine.
Yeah, and it's just very stunning. But then at the same time with the Outback Experience, it's something completely different.
Yeah, it is.
But it's amazing. Yeah. So it's quite hard. A lot of the staff, we do find it hard to suggest in Katherine because they are such good choices.
I guess if you were an animal lover, you'd say go the Outback Experience.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Or if you want a real taste of the Outback.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're into the scenery and why Katherine is so famous, I guess the
gorge. And what it's known for, yes.
Caroline Jasinski was speaking with the GAN guest experience manager, Tom Borthwick, en route from Adelaide to Darwin and back.